This is what Jupiter sounds like. These creepy noises are radio waves detected by the Juno spacecraft in August. And while these screeching sounds shock the ears, what NASA's discovering from the spacecraft about Jupiter is earth-shattering.
Or Jupiter-shattering, I should say.
Scott Bolton is principal investigator for the Juno mission and works for San Antonio's Southwest Research Institute. And he says Juno's launch 5 years ago launched a host of theories about what they'd find when the spacecraft settled into orbit last July 4th.
Well, maybe they'll see this. Maybe Juno will see that. But none of them have been so out of the box as what we're seeing.
For instance, Bolton points to Jupiter's core. Many models predicted a rocky core of heavy elements about the mass of Earth. But after a couple of passes, it became clear the core was not what they thought.
We don't see anything that looks like a core. There may be a core of heavy elements in there, but it might not all be concentrated in the middle. So that was the first picture that started to go out the window. And we started to say, well, what would the core be like? Is it, you know, maybe it's much larger. Maybe it's half the size of Jupiter. How could that be?
Juno's also studying Jupiter's magnetosphere, which creates its massive auroras that are bigger than the Earth. The protective layer is more intense than anyone had anticipated. Finally, when they looked at Jupiter's atmosphere with their specially made microwave radiometer, they were again surprised.
And the very first look told us that there were deep motions that were going on much deeper than we expected. The atmosphere of winds and convection is going on in there, and the ammonia is distributed differently than people thought, and the equator seemed to have an upwelling of almost ammonia-like stuff. I mean, we're just not sure what's really going on.
With discoveries around the planet's core, its magnetosphere, and its composition, truly the trip is revolutionizing the knowledge of the gas giant.
So the whole thing looks different than what anybody thought. I mean, in every way we've looked, we've been sort of shocked by what we've seen.
But the importance of Jupiter is bigger than just Jupiter. It was the first planet formed and takes up most of the mass in our solar system after the Sun. So scientists have been using it as a model for other solar systems and their giant planets.
And that is a really big deal. We don't know much about giant planets, is what we realized. And if they're built differently than we think, then it means that maybe we don't understand how solar systems are made in the first place.
NASA has announced that due to complications from an engine malfunction, Juno will remain in its longer 53-day orbit rather than accelerating to a 2-week orbit that would have put it tighter against the planet. Bolton says, serendipitously, it's a good thing, because now in a larger orbit, they get more real estate to investigate. But their findings, coupled with an orbit that could double the mission data collection time, is being received
with great excitement and impatience. Everybody is like, okay, so tell us what the answer is. Give us more. Give us more. And of course, now we're saying, well, we're going to get you more, but it's going to take a little longer.
Taking more time is fine with Bolton, though. He says when your data is throwing what you know to the wind, you should probably slow down and figure out why you're the one who could be wrong. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.